Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
They know what everybody knows. Better set a letter from a
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League Season 9, Episode 2. I am your host, Andrew Hughes. I'm joined by three special guests this week. The amazing Aaron Hughes, the one and the only Tyrese, and Brian. Let's start, let's get right into the results of Week 3 for KSL. Joe, T-Bags Aaron, Nanagay over myself, Mike, T-Bags Pate, Ryan over Kevin, Borman goes balls deep on Doug, and Oberg holes all over Palmer's face. So, Aaron, what is the game of the week?
Oh, game of the week, that's easy. It's got to be Brian and Kevin's game. I mean, it was the highest scoring game. And Brian, he came out on top, which, as I've been told, is his favorite position.
I was told power bottom. So Brian, what was your game of the week?
For KSL?
Yes.
I must have missed that part of the whole sentence. Anyway,
week three.
I think it's me and Kevin. Likewise.
Yeah. To agree. I'm going to agree. Ty, what do you think?
Game of the week is definitely going to go to Bears versus Kevin. Yeah.
Yep. And so I got to – wow. You mean Brian?
Brian versus Kevin.
Brian over Kevin, you mean?
Yo.
And so the biggest upset of the week
– I saw your thing, but I couldn't get my thing plugged in my thing.
Ah, okay. That's what she said. All right. So, and I'm going to say the biggest upset of the week is Ty going over Doug. Ty, what do you think is the biggest upset?
So, actually,
what I'm saying, as soon as I'm done, I'll play some Call of Duty with you.
I was going
to say. Hey, thanks, Brian. Thanks. We can hear everything you're saying. So, Ty, what is your upset of the week?
I know you can't.
I'm going to go with Doug and me.
All right. So,
upset him.
So, Brian, are you going to play Call of Duty or are you doing the show?
I'm going to do the show. I'm not playing Call of Duty.
So what is your upset of the week?
Oh, I am going to have to say the upset of the week is... you know what? I'm going to have to say it's my game with me and Kevin.
Oh, you beating Kevin. Okay.
That was my next choice. Yes.
Right, I know. But the reason why I say it's upset is because he had a player get 66 points.
Wes Welker.
Wow. And other players that scored relatively
well. Yeah, Wes Welker pulls off the game of his life.
Yeah. And he was undefeated. And I was – my running backs – yeah, I don't know. I did good, but that's just the game I think is the upset of the week. I don't know if I should have won that.
All right. So, Aaron, what was your upset of the week?
Same as you, Andy. Obviously, Ty should not have won. I mean, he's got such a crappy team that I don't understand how he beat Doug. You know, but Doug apparently has been rolling snake eyes, you know, all week long, you know.
And he's,
yeah, I love how Joe almost doubled your score.
that was just the beating of the week. That's what it should have been.
Yeah,
so let's move on to the
injured players playing. Two injured players. They
check your lineup. All right, check your lineup.
They got injured mid game. Kenny Britt shouldn't. They are
okay. Kenny Britt's. I'll give you credit. That was a messed up injury. All right, I completely agree with you.
Vic.
And what?
And Vic.
Vic sucks, dude. Vic was a horrible pickup.
Okay, moving on to week 4, we have Kevin versus Palmer.
I teabag Brian. Mike goes balls deep on Boardman. Oh, I'm sorry. What are we doing again, Aaron? We're still in KSL, aren't we?
Week 4 matchups for Kiwani Sports
My
League.
My bad. So we have Kevin versus Palmer. We have myself versus Brian, Mike versus Ty, Snyder versus Pate, Oberg versus Nat Gay, and Aaron versus a Doug.
Which is the only divisional game of the week, Andy.
Is it really?
Yeah, the only divisional game. So
did you do that on purpose?
No, I mean, I don't know. I just, when I made the schedule, I just did it.
Ty, what is going to be the game of the week in your eyes?
Well, I just noticed, Boober, you'd had the only divisional game of last week.
Damn right.
No, he didn't.
Other people had it.
I had a divisional game with Joe.
and this week.
And Mike had a divisional game with Dave.
Oh, game of the week. It's going to go to Brian and Boober, just because Brian's going to smash you, Boober.
He's not
going
to rate me this time. I have my no entry sign on. Brian, what is the game of the week?
I think it's Aaron and Doug, only because it's division.
All right, Aaron, your game of the week.
It's an offer.
Yes. Aaron, game of the week.
I would actually say yours, Andy. I think that's going to be a really big game, and you know, it could really help decide the fate of who's going to take their division.
I'm actually going to say...
I really don't think so. I think that that's going to be a blowout game. It's going to be fun to watch.
Are you kidding me? Are you serious, bro? I'm going to end up winning this.
Well, we're going to both. I don't know if you read the stats or not, but Andy is 6-5 against Brian. All right, he's 6-5 against him. And
so you're saying he's likely to be the upset of the week.
Well, that's the upset. Yeah, when we go to the upset, that's going to be the upset of the week. So, Aaron, so I'm going to say that actually Aaron versus Doug is going to be the game of the week. The biggest upset of the week is when I beat Brian. So, Ty.
I agree.
Brian, you agree? Okay, Ty, what do you think?
I'm going to get killed.
Yes, you are. Aaron, what's the upset of the week?
Doug over me, because I think that Doug will unfortunately start off 0-4.
Dang. So we got some news we got to talk about. We have two teams that have started at 0-3 that have made the playoffs. That's Kevin in 2010 and Ryan in 2008. Can Doug or Palmer do the same? Brian?
No, not in this league.
You really think Doug's not going to make it?
No, 2 years in a row. No, he's not.
Wow. Ty, do you think that Doug's going to make it?
I just listened to the last podcast earlier today, and Doug himself admitted he's not going to make it. But I think he's got a chance.
All right.
Not Palmer.
Wait, what? You don't think Palmer has it. All right, Aaron, what do you think?
Yeah, I think Palmer is pretty much done for the year. I mean, he's got two really strong teams in his division with Brian and Mike. And, you know, Dave is no slouch either. Doug has a better chance, but because, you know, he could beat Snyder, he could beat me, and he could beat Oberg too. But we're still two of the strongest teams in KSL. So it's an uphill battle for Doug, unfortunately.
Yeah, I feel bad for him. But there's a chance, that he might not make it. Now, the other thing we have to do is we have five teams that started 2-1 that have not made the playoffs. This is big news, actually. We had Snyder in 2007. We had Travis Peterson in 2008, Mike in 2009, Palmer in 2010, and Doug in 2010 as well. So who is more likely to suffer this fate? Is it going to be Kevin, Mike, Brian, or Aaron? Let's start with Brian.
Since I wasn't one of the other ones, it's not me.
Okay.
I'll say Kevin, sure.
Why you not? Think Kevin? Ty, who do you think?
This is for who's 2-1 now and is not going to make the playoffs?
Correct.
Who is more likely now?
I'd like to say Kevin, but I think he's going to make it, so I'm going to go with Doug.
Doug is not one of the answers, by the way. It's Kevin.
Oh, he's
Mike.
Not 2-1. Then I'm going to go with
Kevin, Mike, or Kevin. Brian, or Aaron. Okay, Kevin. So Kevin. And by the way, there's no way Doug can be 0-3. Oh, what's that, Aaron? What's that, Brian?
The most logical answer is Aaron, because he's only scored 676 points.
So Aaron, who's not going to make the playoffs? That's 2-1.
Who is more likely not to? I would say myself. I think that I would be more likely not to, but I've never missed the playoffs. You know, I've never missed the playoffs.
And we have to enter something in, according to Ty. Apparently, Doug is 0-3 and 2-1 in the league. I have no idea how that works out, but apparently he is.
Oh, interesting.
So we've had 14 teams that have started 1-2 that have made the playoffs. Seven teams.
I'm also 3-0.
You're also 3-0, yes. We've also had seven teams starting 1-2 that didn't. And who is more likely to miss the playoffs this year? Is it going to be myself, Ty Borman, David Pate, or Johnny Oberg? I'm going to say David Pate. What do you think, Aaron?
Ooh, more likely to miss the playoffs. I would actually say Ty.
All right, Ty, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, Brian, who do you think?
Well, based on points, I'd have to say Dave.
All right.
He had a poor draft. We all know why. Four kickers in a row.
Yep. Unfortunately, that's the way the cookie crumbles, right? So let's move on to the Elite League. We had Palmer over Chris, Dave over Joe, Brian balls deep on Oberg, myself balls deep on Doug, and Mike annihilating Aaron's butthole. So, game of the week, Aaron.
Oh, game of the week. I mean, when Mike touched my butthole like that, that was just, it was amazing. But game of the week was Joe and Dave.
Now, I was going to say Joe and Dave. Brian, what do you think?
Probably. I'm going to say yours and Doug's because Doug is playing pathetic. And you squeaked one by him.
Yes, I did. I lit a little silent one out there. So who is the upset of the week then?
Wow.
That's pretty easy.
Last year we had a good season. I think Skidmarks. Skidmarks is Ty, right? Palmer?
Yeah, it's Palmer.
I think he was or Tebow's Holy Water was the upset of the week. That's my guess because he had a good season last year and he's not doing so good this year. I don't know.
Eddie, you beating Doug, I think is the
upset. That's the upset of the week, definitely. So let's go on to week four. We have Dave Pate versus Doug Hahn. We have Senior Snyder versus Oberg, Palmer versus Brian, myself over Mike, Aaron and Chris also going at it. So. Game of the week is definitely going to be myself versus Mike because I'm going to hand out a beating like no other.
I agree.
And Aaron?
Yeah, definitely game of the week. I agree.
Yeah, so the upset of the week is also me beating Mike. Brian?
The upset of the week is if Skidmarks beats me.
Oh, okay. All right. Aaron?
If I lose a fourth one in a row.
All right. So let's move on to we need to talk about the pick'ems now. We need to start talking about the pick'ems. Ty, what happened with your pick'ems this week?
I had to work.
I rule.
You know, Ty, you can do pick'ems weeks in advance, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should probably do your pick'ems right now for next week.
Yeah, I've already done my pick'ems.
All right.
Yeah. Do that right now while we're recording.
Yeah, while we're recording, go ahead and make your predictions.
Do it now. I missed a week.
It doesn't matter. No, you're only seven behind.
Yeah.
The leader?
Yeah.
Or the whole pack?
In the pack. Okay, yeah. The top score is Brian. He has 35. He's 35 and 13. And you're 22 and 26. Dude, you're right there. You're still in. If you can go ahead and do the pick'em for the rest of the year.
I'll do that.
Yeah, go ahead and do it. You know, while we're recording, of course. So, Brian, I got to say, I don't know. You've picked some really good games. I've looked at our, our pick distribution. And it's pretty funny watching it because we all had a couple games. And we all missed those games, which I thought was pretty funny.
Well, naturally, I always pick the Bears. I mean, everyone, I know they were good, but I always pick them. So
I can't remember those deals. Someone didn't pick them, and I thought that was pretty funny.
Well, Mike didn't pick them. I thought that they would have won. But last week, though, Brian got 3 points on me because I was the leader. And now Brian has 35, and I have 34. And then the next in third is Doug with 32.
Yep.
And then we have a bunch in, with 31. So how long is Brian going to hold on to this lead for? Is he going to lose it next week?
I don't know.
Yeah, because I've never won one of these. I've never had the lead.
I got to ask, who thought that Buffalo was going to win?
Nobody.
Everyone picked New England. And everyone picked Detroit, too. And Baltimore and San Diego. And Pittsburgh. So we all were kind of smart there. Couple people picked Cincinnati, but we're not going to talk about those people because they're stupid.
Yeah.
So, survival also. Everyone survived, didn't they, this week?
Except for Ty.
Yeah, except for Ty.
Ty, what happened there?
Trip. I'm 13 behind the leader.
Yeah, you're still good. Dude, listen, you still are in it, believe me.
All right.
You're in it. Don't worry, man.
I was actually I couldn't get to a computer.
Yeah. So sure. You also need to pick, you have two strikes on you for survival, so make sure you pick survival as well.
Do you get three strikes?
Three right. strikes, yeah. I messed that up. Whatever.
Yeah, and that wasn't last year, right?
And it won't be next year.
And it looks like everyone was smart on week two. Everyone picked Pittsburgh or Detroit, and then we had, I picked Detroit, they won, of course, and then we had, was it the Chargers? Is that right? Yeah, San Diego.
I picked Carolina. I was a rebel.
Why?
Because they won.
That's like picking Carolina this week.
I might. Buffalo this week.
Now, with the three strikes, you have a chance of having a few people get to the end. Is it just who's got the least amount of strikes at that point?
Basically.
Ty, we're trying to record a podcast here, and I don't appreciate you asking questions in the middle.
Anyways, let's move on to NFL news. Injuries aplenty. What happened with Britt? That was a BS hit, by the way. I got to say that.
What happened with Jamal Charles or Michael Vick or Peyton Manning?
Yeah, but I heard Vick uses right hand to jerk and then left hand with the noose. And he actually hit himself in the head with his right hand.
Oh, that would suck. That would suck.
Yeah, so that's what really happened. So, Brian, what's the biggest injury news right now? What do you think?
Well, it's not Vic because that's an every week thing. So that's just something different every week. I don't know. Kenny Britt was a big one that just happened. So I think that's probably the biggest one right now.
Yeah. So, Ty, what do you think?
It's pretty pissed about the Kenny Britt thing.
Yeah.
Don't have him in this league, but, man, I had him in two others, and that hurt.
Yeah, it definitely hurt. Definitely. So is Arian Foster a bust? Aaron.
I think so. I mean, I would have picked him first overall. If he would have fell to me, I still wouldn't have picked him up.
What does this say about Steve Slayton getting released, though? That was kind of a big deal, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they putting everything into Tate and Ward? I mean, what are they going to do?
I don't know. Do you want everything put into Tate, Andy?
No, not my Tate. But Ty, what do you think?
Tate's going to be there.
Really? Your taint's still going to be there. Okay.
Hey, I want to know about Benson. Did anybody hear about whether he got his appeal?
Oh, who cares about Cedric Benson? Once he left the Bears, he stunk it up. He had a couple good seasons with a good offensive line and good wide receivers. That's why he did so well. I could care less. Brian, what do you think?
I don't know. I just, whatever.
What about the, okay, Brian, what about the Bills and the Lions? Are they for real?
The Lions are for real as long as Stafford stays healthy.
If he doesn't, though, are they still for real?
No.
Okay.
No, they're not as good. But in the Bills, we'll wait and see. I think they're good. But other than New England, they've had a pretty easy schedule.
All right. So, Ty, what do you think?
I like that chemistry between Stafford and Johnson. I think that's going to go far. But like Brian said, if either one of them gets injured, Lions go down.
Okay. Oh, and my fantasy team likes it, too. Let me tell you that.
Yes. Yes, they do. I think Mike's a little ticked at me because I made that trade with you. But it worked out good for both of us, especially when Stafford gets injured next week. Aaron, what do you think?
I think the Lions will make the playoffs. I think that they'll be a wild card team, though, because the Bears are going to come back and take the NFC North. All right? That's what's going to happen. We all know that. The Lions will make the playoffs, and I think the Bills might squeak into the playoffs as, like, the number six seed.
Okay.
And it'll be, like, by some crazy calculation that they make it.
Strength of schedule.
It'll be like the 20th, you know, tiebreaker down or some crap like that.
All right. So, Brian, is there anything football related that you'd like to talk about? Anything else that we missed?
I'm going to win it all.
You're going to win it all. So that's your smack talk for this week? You're going to win it all.
That's it. For the first time in 9 years.
All right, Ty, why don't you smack talk us right now? Lay the fear into someone right now. What do you got?
I'm going to get my ass whooped this week.
All right, Aaron, what do you got?
I feel strongly about that I'm going to beat Doug. I really do. And I think Doug's going to start 0-4, and then he's going to have to cry into his hand and masturbate with his tears.
Yep. And then, you know, spit on a couple times, of course, because that's just how he rolls. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you guys want to catch us out, QI Sports League, of course, we're going to start a wiki. Aaron's going to start that up. I'll give him all the information. He'll start actually a Wikipedia for our Fantasy Sports League. How awesome is that? Thank you, Aaron. And for Brian Cheat, for Ty Bourne, and for Aaron, I am Andrew, and we'll see you on the motherfucking gridiron.
Hey, Andy.
What,
Andy,
Aaron?
Before you end this,
yeah.
Can you do me a favor?
What?
And can you thank HostGator for me and you know...
throw an advertisement
in the middle when the Kiwani Sports League is only for us?
Fuck
so
you.
Oberg's going to be like, oh, HostGator. I heard about that from Kiwani Sports League.
We need to throw that in there. Screw you.
$50.
Screw you.
Don't take